Jesus put before them another parable. The kingdom of heaven is like a mustard seed that someone took and sowed in his field. It is the smallest of all the seeds, but when it has grown, it is the greatest of shrubs and becomes a tree, so that the birds of the air come and make nests in its branches. He told them another parable. The kingdom of heaven is like yeast that a woman took and mixed in with 3 measures of flour until all of it was leavened.
So the reading that we heard is not the set lectionary reading for today, but it was the reading chosen by the new president of the Methodist Conference, Reverend Richard Andrew. And if you go on YouTube later and search for Methodist Conference 2025, you might be able to find the actual service from the conference this morning and listen to his sermon. And you'll see there too the new vice president, Matt Forsyth, who some of you may have met because he's our own district mission enabler. So, the parable of the mustard seed and the parable of the yeast are 2 short parables that seem to be making the same point. Matthew puts these little parables in a collection of parables all about growing things. Matthew 13 is all about God's kingdom growing. It starts with the well-known parable of the sower, which was the inspiration for our own good soil material, encouraging small groups to provide the space for people to grow in faith through fellowship, prayer, and Bible study. Then it goes on to a parable about some weeds. We won't talk about the weeds this morning. And then we have these 2 little sayings about how small things can have a big effect. The kingdom of heaven is like this, Jesus would say, meaning the kingdom of God is like this, which is not just God's kingdom in heaven, but is the kingdom from heaven to earth. It's something like a mustard seed that starts off small and looks insignificant. I have a packet of mustard seeds here. It starts off small and looks very insignificant, and you won't be able to see it, but I'm sure you've seen one before. It's a tiny, tiny little yellow-coloured seed. But it has within it, within this seed, is the power and potential to become something big, something life-giving. And mustard in Jesus' part of the world would grow often into big shrubs. It wouldn't just be something we'd, you know, have like cress on a salad. You know, it would be, it would grow into some really big shrubs, and obviously with flowers that would yield the seeds as well. Jesus tells 2 parables here, perhaps to make the point to a mixed audience. 1 parable about gardening and 1 about baking. Sure that the people listening might know something about either gardening or baking. And we might not be far wrong with that assumption here this morning. So the second is about yeast, which is an amazing thing. Yeast. And I had to ask Emily about this last night as well. So what is yeast anyway? How does it work? And yeast is a living fungus that ferments sugar in the dough, producing carbon dioxide, which helps the bread to rise. It's a fermentation process. But as you know, if you've ever made bread, you only need a little bit for it to have an effect. I looked it up, and it's about 1% of the weight of flour to bread that you're using. So if you're using 100 grams of flour, use 1 gram of yeast. I remember during the COVID pandemic, during lockdown, when many people at home were trying to make their own bread, I was talking to a fellow dad in the school playground who said his wife had sent him to the shop to buy some yeast. So he went to the bakery, he went to Wes's actually, and asked, and they asked him, how much yeast do you want? Well, he didn't know how much yeast he wanted, so he bought a kilogram bag of it. Needless to say, that was a bit too much for what his wife needed. You only need a little bit to make the whole batch rise. And you see, this gives me hope. This gives me hope when we're talking about God's kingdom. Because God's kingdom isn't just about getting people into church or getting people into heaven. It's about the whole effect God can have on the world around us. When people are following Jesus' way, when they're loving one another, when they're worshipping God, when they're being less selfish, when they're looking after the planet, when they're showing care for other people, when they're living with hearts lifted to God, not selfish hearts, but hearts thinking about, what can I do for God? How can I make a difference? How can I make a difference to other people? It gives me hope that Jesus tells these parables, that even a little thing can make a massive difference. Because even when things look very bleak, as they often do right now, if we switch on the news or pick up a paper or hear the problems people are having paying their bills or getting an appointment or many other things, even when things look very bleak, the gospel of Jesus and the kingdom of God has the power and the potential to make a massive difference. Even when we think we're in the minority, even when we think the rest of the world or even parts of the church have completely lost their way, the real kingdom of God, inspired by Jesus, may be as small as a little seed here and there, or a little bit of yeast, just invisible among all the flour, but it has the power to make all the difference. And of course, remember, it's not just you. You're not the only individual who carries God's kingdom. You're not the only one who can scatter seeds. Jesus has many followers all around the world who can each plant seeds, who can all mix a bit of yeast into the places that they're going. And seeds are amazing. God has already done the hard work with a seed. He has created this tiny thing packed full of DNA with all of the instructions of life, just waiting to spring to life in the right conditions, with a little bit of water and a bit of soil to grow on. You know, you can start to grow a mustard seed anywhere. If you left it in a puddle, it would start to grow. If you put it on a bit of damp tissue paper or a bit of cotton wool, it would start to grow. Even better if it's in good soil. But God, in the seed, has given us everything we need. We don't need, I've just dropped one there. We don't need to start from scratch. Jesus and his teachings, and in the life of the Holy Spirit, and in the words of the Bible, and in the wonderfully designed creation we have all around us, we have everything we need. In Jesus, in the Word of God, in the Holy Spirit, and in the world God has made, we have everything we need, but the seed still needs to be planted. I've had these mustard seeds for 2 years at least, and they haven't grown. And why haven't they grown? Because I kept them in the packet. It needs to be planted. And yeast, again, is amazing. You know, this living fungus which multiplies by giving off spores which help to ferment the whole batch of dough. It's life at work in the bread, producing the food we need for life. It's God's creation at work. God's done all the hard work. He's the designer. He's the engineer. He's the master chemist who's made this possible. But it needs to be added to the dough. I think my friend from the schoolyard will still have a lot of his yeast left that he hasn't used, you know, and that could have been used to make thousands of loaves of bread. You know, sometimes we hear of miracles that God does when God intervenes, like the resurrection of Jesus. But usually when God works, the thing works, whatever it is that's wonderful that happens, it happens because God is providing all that we need and human beings are listening to God, working with God, discerning what God wants, working with God, taking what God has made and planting them and letting them grow. Jesus highlights the human part of this equation. Notice he, you know, so this parable is not just about, oh, isn't it wonderful, the kingdom of God grows like a mustard seed. Isn't it wonderful, yeast leavens the whole batch of dough. Isn't it wonderful? Yes, it is. But if we go, can we go back to the actual reading, Kate? So here it says, it's like a mustard seed that someone took and sowed in his field. And then the next one says, it is like yeast that a woman took and mixed. Jesus highlights the human agency in this, the human part of this equation. We all have a part to play in this. We can worry, and we can shake our heads, and we can lament and cry, and we can pray about the state of the world, and we should pray about the state of the world. But we've also been given yeast and seeds to make a difference, to help to grow the kingdom of God, to help to leaven the dough, to help to bring life and air and joy and green plants to this world, to help to make a difference. And when we do it, we shouldn't look forceful or angry or desperate, because we trust in the one who sends the seeds. We trust in the love of the one who makes all this possible. We trust in the one who made this world in the first place, and who sent Jesus to redeem it. We trust. So let's not get angry, and let's not get desperate. But let's do it with joy. Jesus will make all things new, and he wants this just as much as we do. So we can go with joy, with smiles on our faces and determination in our hearts, just to make a difference, to plant a seed, to do our bit, to mix some yeast, and to do it every day in many different ways with the people that we meet, the conversations that we have, with the actions that we take, with the letters that we write. Let's season it with love, because that's how Jesus would do it. And let's bring a bit of Jesus' kingdom to the world around us. making a difference where we are and where we can, and together working with others, let's grow that kingdom even more. Amen.